From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The State Department of Transportation, October 23rd, opened the roundabout at the intersection of Routes 9G and 23 in the town of Greenport. DOT crews have been working to build the traffic circle since early August. According to a statement released by DOT, and I quote, "The roundabout will reduce conflict points and eliminate crossing maneuvers at the intersection of Route 9G and 23 and the approach to the Rip Van Winkle Bridge," end quote. A refuge lane has been added for those making a left turn from Route 23B, and the project also includes a 25-space parking area at the east side of the intersection as well. Sidewalks from the parking lot will lead visitors to the northern entrance of the Atlanta State Historic Site and over the Rip Van Winkle Bridge to the Thomas Cole National Historic Site. The Traffic Circle project is part of the larger $14.6 million Skywalk project connecting the two historic sites, which also involves the renovation of the Rip Van Winkle Bridge's sidewalks. DOT crews are now finished with their work on the roundabout for the year, but some landscaping and finishing work must be completed in the spring. Atlanta Partnership President Sean Sawyer said, and I quote, "The intersection looks a lot different than it did. I think this will be something people value about that intersection." And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting unemployment rates in the counties throughout the Mid-Hudson Valley and Catskills were approximately a full percentage point lower last month than a year earlier, according to State Department of Labor data released October 23rd. In Greene County, the jobless rate was 3.7%, down from 4.8% in September 2017. The unemployment rate last month in Columbia County was 2.8%, the lowest in the state. In September 2017, the county had a 3.6% jobless rate. Ulster and Dutchess County each had an unemployment rate of 3.4%, down from 4.4% the previous year, the department said. The statewide jobless rate in September 2018 was 3.8%, down from 4.6% in September 2017. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Daily Freeman is reporting the scheduled appearance of former Vice President Joe Biden in Kingston October 26th is, and I quote, "at capacity," end quote, and I quote, "tickets are no longer available," end quote, according to Anthony Delegato's campaign website. Biden is scheduled to be at the Senate Garage in Uptown Kingston Friday morning to stump for Democrat Delegato, a candidate in the 19th congressional district race. Delegato of Rhinebeck, along with Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield of New Platts and independent candidate Diane Neal from Hurley, are all vying to unseat first-term incumbent U.S. Representative John Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook. The election is Tuesday, November 6, and polls are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. New York health officials said October 22nd, there are at least 5 suspected cases of acute flaccid myelitis in the state. Acute flaccid myelitis, or AFM, is a mysterious but rare illness causing polio-like symptoms in children. The State Department of Health declined to say more specifically where the cases are suspected, but confirmed there have been outbreaks outside New York City. At least one suspected case was reported in Buffalo, according to the Associated Press. According to a department spokesman, none of the New York cases have been confirmed yet. Nationwide, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have been able to confirm 62 cases of AFM in 22 states out of the 155 total suspected cases reported to the federal agency so far this year. The CDC said it began to receive increased reports of suspected cases around August and September. AFM is a rare but serious condition. It affects a person's nervous system, specifically the gray matter of the spinal cord, causing weakness in the arms and legs. In some cases, patients recover quickly. In others, they experience paralysis and require ongoing care. It seems to affect children more than adults. The cause has not been determined in the majority of AFM cases. health officials are reminding people to practice regular disease prevention steps, such as staying up to date on vaccines, washing your hands, and protecting yourself from mosquito bites. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.